Ashet Audio presents Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter. Written by Seth Graham Smith. Read by Scott Holst.
Dedication for Aaron and Joshua. The boundaries which divide life from death are at best shadowy and vague. Who shall say where the one ends and where the other begins? Edgar Allan Poe. Facts. 1. For over 250 years between 1607 and 1865, vampires thrived in the shadows of America. Few humans believed in them. 2. Abraham Lincoln was one of the gifted vampire hunters of his day, and kept a secret journal about his lifelong war against them. 3. Rumors of the journal's existence have long been a favorite topic among historians and Lincoln biographers. Most dismiss it as myth. Introduction. I cannot speak of the things I have seen, nor seek comfort for the pain I feel. If I did, this nation would descend into a deeper kind of madness, or think its president mad. The truth, I am afraid, must live as paper and ink, hidden and forgotten, until every man named here has passed to dust. Abraham Lincoln in a journal entry, December 3, 1863. 1. I was still bleeding, my hands shaking. As far as I knew, he was still here, watching me. Somewhere across a vast gulf of space, a television was on. A man was speaking about unity. None of it mattered. The books laid out in front of me were the only things now. The 10 leather-bound books of varying size, each one a different shade of black or brown. Some merely old and worn. Others barely held together by their cracked covers, with pages that seemed like they'd crumble if turned by anything stronger than a breath. Beside them was a bundle of letters held tightly by a red rubber band, some with burnt edges, others as yellowed as the cigarette filters scattered on the basement floor below. The only standout from these antiques was a single sheet of gleaming white paper. On one side, the names of 11 people I didn't know. No phone numbers, no email, just the addresses of 9 men.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?